A frenzied multitude. A mob spirit prevailed, and the authorities commanded that the apostles should be scourged. They threw them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Having received this charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. The apostles suffered extreme torture, but they did not murmur. Instead, in the darkness of the dungeon, they encouraged each other and sang praises to God. Their hearts were cheered by a deep love for their Redeemer. Paul thought of the persecution he had brought on the disciples of Christ and rejoiced that his heart had been opened to feel the power of the glorious truths which once he despised. With astonishment, the other prisoners heard the sound of prayer and singing from the inner prison. They had been accustomed to hear shrieks, moans, and swearing, but never words of prayer and praise from the gloomy cell. Guards and prisoners marveled. Who could these men be, who, cold, hungry, and tortured, could yet rejoice? On the way to their homes, the magistrates heard further particulars concerning the men they had sentenced to scourging and imprisonment. They saw the woman who had been freed from satanic influence and were struck by the change in her countenance and demeanor. Now she was quiet and peaceable. They were indignant with themselves and decided that in the morning they would command that the apostles be privately released and escorted from the city, beyond danger from the mob. But while men were criminally negligent of their solemn responsibilities, God had not forgotten his servants who were suffering for Christ's sake. Angels were sent to the prison. At their tread the earth trembled. The heavily bolted prison doors were thrown open, the chains and fetters fell from the prisoners, and a bright light flooded the prison. The keeper of the jail had heard the prayers and songs of the imprisoned apostles. He had seen their swollen, bleeding wounds, and had himself caused their feet to be fastened in the stocks. He had expected to hear bitter groans and imprecations, but heard instead songs of joy. With these sounds in his ears, the jailer had fallen asleep. He was awakened by the earthquake and the shaking of prison walls. In alarm, he saw that all the prison doors were open, and the fear flashed on him that the prisoners had escaped. Paul and Silas had been entrusted to his care the night before, and he was certain that death would be the penalty of his apparent unfaithfulness. It was better to die by his own hand than submit to a disgraceful execution. He was about to kill himself when Paul's voice was heard, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." Every man was in place, restrained by the power of God. The apostles had not resented the severe treatment by the jailer. Filled with the love of the Savior, they had no room for malice.